There's going to be a screening of the documentary Ron Ashton tribute, featuring Iggy Pop and Dennis Tech at PJ's Lager House on Sunday. That's the show is going to be at 7 o'clock, and then that's going to be followed by live music by The Bop Shop, Kill Mama, and Hopeless Jack and the Handsome Devils. Oak Bones are playing the Wyandotte Street Fair on Saturday. American Mars and Ryan Dillaha with the Miracle Men are also playing. And Tasha Owens has a show at the Bachelor One in Kiko Harbor Saturday night. And on Monday, Howard Glazer has gotten together another Detroit Blues Party Jam. This one's going to be happening at Burt's Blues on Broadway. Try to say that fast. That's happening on Monday night. And the Motor City Troubadours have a free show in Redford at the Handy Park at 7:30 on Tuesday. We're listening now to the Devil Elvises. They've got a show Friday night at the in Ypsilanti at the Woodruffs. And we are going to be going live as soon as I get a thumbs up from our sound engineer here in the studio. Oh, we're good to go. All right, we're waiting for Mr. White. Are you in the house, Mr. Way? Well, I think we're going to say goodbye to the Devil Elvises and to the Motor Calendar. Keep in mind, there's plenty of great music out there. Get out and support it. It's there for you, and that's what Detroit is all about. But we are about to go live in the studio with the School of Rock Band, and Mr. White is almost in the chair. Are you ready, Mr. White? No, not quite. Sorry about that. Let's just listen to more some Devil Elvis. Okay, we're going to turn down the Psychobilly Devil Elvises, who are going to be at the Woodruff on Friday night, because we are live. Are you ready, Mr. White?
We are ready right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Today, we have the Farmington School of Rock. Guys and gals, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, they are here. In fact, what is the School of Rock going to start off with today?
We will be playing Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin.
Take it away. for a bunch of young guys and gals, you sound really cool. This is the Farmington School of Rock. In fact, would you like to... Okay, Alan, we got somebody who can't hear anything. Vict, you can't... Can you? Anybody hear anything? There we go. Is that better?
Okay,
right. Now we're better. Okay, in fact, guys and gals, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Good. Now, would somebody like to introduce the band here?
I'll do it. I'm Paige on guitar. Leah is there on vocals. Mitch on bass.
Hello.
Alex plays drums, but she wasn't playing on rock and roll. Mike was on drums. And Bella also plays bass, but she wasn't on the song.
All right. In fact, what's the average age out there?
Oh.
15,
14,
I
want to
say.
14 and 15.
Wow. Oh. So you're some of the youngest people we've had in the studio. We've had younger, but you guys are up there. All right. It's really nice having you guys in town. And in fact, what would you like to do next?
We will be playing Barracuda by Heart. We'll be right back.
got the School of Rock in the studio today, and they're the Farmington School of Rock. I was at the website for that particular school. I know there's several schools in the Detroit area, and I was checking out some of the photo albums you guys have. You guys have a lot of fun there.
Yes, we do.
I see. I was looking at some pictures from something called Soul Bowl, where you guys actually played on a bowling alley.
Yeah.
That one was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. It looks like it from the pictures. All right. So how long has the school been around?
There was the first birthday party in March, I believe.
Whoa.
So just over a year.
Are you guys the first class?
We've had, for the house band, there's been, I think, 3 auditions, but generally they've been the same people.
All right. So, well, all I can say is you guys are first class right here.
Thank you.
So the way it works is, like, there's a lot of students, but you have to compete or audition in order to get into the band that we're hearing here today?
Yeah.
So we got the cream of the crop here today.
Yes.
All right. Well, you do sound good. We're trying to work out some headphone issues there so we can... do you have any other personal appearances that you're going to be doing soon?
Tomorrow we're playing... Epic Grill, Epic Tavern and Grill in Novi, I believe. And then the day after, we're playing at White Lake Farmers Market, which is in the parking lot of Lakeland High School at White Lake.
All right.
10, I believe the time is.
That's great that you're getting that kind of experience with this school. It's certainly a lot more fun than the school as I remember it. So have we got the headphones worked out?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. And the Epic Bar and Grill, what time are you going to be playing there?
I believe we're playing at 7. We're opening up 6.
6.
Okay. And do you know who you're opening for?
The adult band for the Rochester School of Rock.
Whoa. All right.
Ah, so there's different age levels. There's different skill levels, but there's also different age levels than at school.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Well, in fact, we'll wait for Alan Cantino to get back here. And in that case, here he comes.
I want to thank Laura Mendoza from the White Shag who set this all up. I know she's one of your instructors.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. So.
And Laura Mendoza won Detroit Music Awards for Best Rock Band with her band, White Shag. So who
yes,
better?
Yes, we did. Thank you for bringing that up, Mr. White.
All right.
Think of a better teacher to have than her. So... Laura's, I'm sure you've probably all been to see her perform with White Shag, and as far as representing Detroit, the White Shag, just their whole stage presence just really just shouts Detroit. So you guys have a good teacher there. You should be, you're very fortunate.
All right, but we can be very fortunate if we can get some more music. Are you guys ready for another song?
Yeah.
What's it going to be?
Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes.
A Seven Nation Army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off, taking their time right behind my back. But I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget. Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette. And the message coming from my Queen of England to the hounds of hell. And if I catch you coming back my way, I'm gonna serve it to you. And that ain't what you want to hear, but that's what I'll do. And the feeling coming from my bones says go back home.
The School of Rock, right here on the live drive at 5 today. In fact, I've got to ask a couple of you guys and girls, what made you want to join the School of Rock? In fact, Leah, you haven't talked a whole lot. What made you want to join the School of Rock?
I just wanted to learn more about singing and being in a band. And I've never been in a band before, so I thought it would be cool to try and work with people instead of just being by myself.
All right. And have you learned a lot?
Yes, I have a lot.
And
how do you guys select the music that you're going to do?
For the house band, we tend to pick the songs. I mean, we say a song that we like or that we would like to play, and we figure out if it would work or not, and if we would all like to play it, or most of us, and then we play it. But for the shows, generally, our teachers pick the songs.
Okay, and Paige, what made you want to join the School of Rock?
Actually, my dad just noticed it in the newspaper, and he was like, there's a music school opening, because I was kind of lost. I had played music for a long time, but I hadn't really played it for a while, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I hadn't picked up an instrument for a while, so it was just a new start to playing music again.
In fact, playing guitar, have you learned a lot about the techniques of playing rock and roll guitar?
Yeah, I have.
That's awesome. It's really what an incredible, the ability to do this. I mean, the schools are great and the opportunities that they're offering. And it's a great way to spend your summer and make friends and learn something about music in a healthy environment. You guys are very fortunate, and you're all, so most of you were already musicians before you started, and this is just something that you had a desire to do?
A
couple of hands are waving there.
I played recorder in elementary school, but I came and I came to School of Rock trying to learn guitar, and then I picked up a bass, and bass was just like everything I'd ever dreamed of in an instrument, pretty much. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this, and I played bass, and it's fun.
And that's Mitch saying that.
That's right. Well, hey, a bass could lead the whole band if you want, if you're good at it.
Yeah.
Well. And we have some very famous bass players that come from Detroit, including Don Was, who was at the Concert of Colors this weekend. So there's a great legacy of bass players in Detroit.
Along with Laura Mendez.
Well, yeah, that's right, Laura.
All right, but have you got another song prepared for us?
Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix.
You've got a big show coming up at Epic this when is that?
Friday night.
Tomorrow,
Friday night?
Yes.
It's going to be a big show?
I believe so.
They're
yes.
all big shows.
I hope so.
Oh. It's in the one in Novi? Is it?
Epic? Yes, it is.
Okay.
All right. Now, being in the School of Rock, where do some of you think you might go with the school? Where do you want to take your music from here? Go ahead, Paige.
What do you mean?
Well, gee, you're playing with the School of Rock right now. What are you looking forward for the future?
For now, I think I'm planning on staying at the School of Rock. I might start doing some stuff by myself, but I'm not quite sure yet.
All right. And anybody else here? In fact, Leah, where are you hoping to go with the School of Rock?
I don't know. I'm just hoping to be a singer someday, professionally.
The songs that we're doing today are all covers on your list. Has anyone explored songwriting? Are you doing anything that original music as well?
Yeah, I write a lot of songs by myself. They don't normally turn into songs, like full songs, but I write a lot of pieces.
Me and Bella wrote a song yesterday, and I'm working on a few songs right now, too.
All right. In fact, one of our drummers, Alex, has got away from the drums. She's going to come up and sing background. Alex, what got you started in the song in the School of Rock?
Well, I heard about it, like, through a flyer, and I kind of wanted to try something new, and I love music, so decided to try it out.
Did you play drums before you joined?
No. So I didn't play anything before I came here.
So you're a... what can you say? You're brand new to this.
Yeah.
So do they allow you to explore a variety of instruments, or do they say, you're going to be a drummer?
No, they make us play plenty of instruments, so we know everything.
And figure out what you're really passionate about or have an ability for.
Yes.
Okay, right. So Paige, do you play other instruments besides guitar?
Yeah, actually, I like the banjo. I play the banjo.
Okay. Well, banjo could rock. And Leah, do you play in any instruments?
I play the bass.
All right. And Alex, you also play drums. Do you any other instruments you play?
I play a little bit of bass, doing backups now, and I'm learning keys.
Okay. And also on bass we have Bella. Bella, do you play anything besides bass?
I can play guitar. Keys, a little bit of drums, I sing, and I play the bass.
All right, and we got Mike back on the drums right now, and he's also playing keyboards today, so he's multi-talented. In fact, you're all multi-talented.
Yes.
And, in fact, you're so talented, we want some more music. What are you going to play next?
We're going to do Lonely Boy by the Black Keys.
I gotta love you.
Now, for the School of Rock, do you guys have regular classes? Do you have, like, Rock Attitude 101?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
We have many programs. There's a Rock 101 program for the smaller kids and the less experienced kids, which Mitch and Alex started out in. And then there's the performance program, which me, Leah, Bella, and Mike all started in for the people who maybe have already had experience or have played more. And then there's the house band, which you have to audition for.
Okay, so you have separate rehearsals and classes for the rock band than you have for your regular classes.
Yeah.
We got that buzz back again. There's something's grounded or not grounded. This is such an opportunity, you know. It's such a positive environment for young people to get involved in. We've had the pleasure to have about 300 live performances of local bands here in the studio. And some of those bands have traveled to Japan and Europe and multiple times, as well as develop a community around the country for various venues that they the format of their music fits, and it is such an interesting life, you know, choice that a lot of people get into when they're young, and then they get back into it, you know, when they're ready to retire later in life. Ow! We're trying to work out the bugs here, but
let's see if we got it.
I think that you guys are really on a great track to a wonderful future. That one of the mothers here was just saying that her daughter was shy, and she's just belting it out in there singing. And so you guys are doing a great job, and they're trying to figure out which mother it was. But we're ready to go back.
All right. I think we've got things worked out. In fact.
Are you there?
Yes, we are. Leah, try your mic, Leah.
Hello.
Yes, we've got you all fixed. Okay. In fact, you've got a performance at Epic this weekend. Have you had many other shows?
Yeah, we've been playing all around for about a year. We've played at Arts Beats and Eats.
So you guys started about a year ago in March, and then you started doing live performances?
Not that spring. The first show was a Beatles show, and then immediately after that, I think it was like 2 days after that, we started the house band and started playing around.
All right. Well, why don't we play around right here? And what song would you like to play around with next?
Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, you've got a show Friday night at the Epic Tavern and Grill in Novi, and then you had one, I think you said White Lake or somewhere on Saturday?
White Lake Farmers Market in White Lake and the parking lot of Lakeland High School at 10.
10 a.m.?
Yes.
Okay. So, you're getting a workout this weekend.
Yeah, we are.
That's very cool. Do you, when you're there, do you have like an informational booth for people that are interested in the school, you know, how to enroll and that kind of stuff? Is that something that you do?
Yes, we do.
And then do you do anything in the other like public schools? Do you ever go and do shows for younger people to make them aware of music or the opportunities?
Yeah, we've played at a couple of schools. We've actually played at my school and I think three elementary schools.
One of which I went to.
Okay, well, you guys are really impressive for your age. And
thank you.
Well, I've got to ask a couple of you, what do you think is the best thing you've learned at the School of Rock? In fact, Paige, what's the best thing you've learned?
I've just learned to be creative. Before, I would try to learn everything and every song the way it was on the recording, and I never could write things because of that, because I was just so used to playing everything on the recording and I couldn't be creative.
Wow, that's a great answer.
In fact, Leah, what's the best thing you've learned?
Probably to have a lot of confidence and to put on a show, because I never used to do that. I used to just stand there and not do anything.
Well, Laura's the perfect person to help you with that one.
Yes, she is.
Right. And Alex, what have you learned at the School of Rock?
Well, there's something that I'm still kind of struggling with, but it's definitely helped me with, like, having more confidence on stage and, like, while I'm playing and really just kind of in general.
Why? You're doing just fine today. I never knew you had a problem.
Thank you.
And
that'll
Mitch,
take you far in anything you work on, is to have confidence in yourself.
And Mitch, what have you learned at the School of Rock?
How to play bass. I've learned, same as Alex and Paige, to be creative and also to have confidence and stuff. And I probably would never even talk to people if it weren't for School of Rock, because I'm terrified of human beings, I guess.
Well, are you having fun today?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's the most important part. You got to have some fun with what you're doing. In fact, are you guys ready to have more fun?
Yes.
All right.
Let's get another song out of you.
This is White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane.
very good.
Thank you.
In fact, what's the best way for people to contact the School of Rock?
www.schoolofrock.com/Farmington.
And we also have a Facebook.
Oh, yeah? What's the Facebook page?
Farmington School of Rock.
Well, sometimes they're a little different, but you guys have got everything together here. In fact, they're switching out their bass right now. We got Bella back up on bass today.
Yeah.
In fact, we'll have to. What is Bella going to play for us? We're running down on time. We got 15 minutes left, at least three
and
songs.
Yeah, we want to get that last one.
We're
going to
do "Crazy Train" by Ozzy.
All right.
All aboard! Ha 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 ha!
right. The School of Rock right here. In fact, while they change out some instruments, I think, you can catch them live at the Epic Tavern in Novi. Epic Tavern and Grill. Where is that at, Margaret?
Oh, that's on Grand River Avenue in Novi. The address is 42875 Novi. I have a question about the one at the Farmer's Market. Is that the high school I was looking online? Is that a high school called Lakeland High School?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and that's a Farmer's Market that they do every Saturday morning then?
Yep.
Okay.
Leah actually sings at it a lot, I believe.
All right. Well, this is such a great opportunity, you know, for young people to get involved with it. For one thing, it's, you know, if you're playing sports or something, it's an all-girls team or an all-boys team or something. But you guys are able to work together as a group and a band, and builds confidence and, you know, just creates skills. We've got somebody changing over their equipment right now as I'm trying to
keep Leah from having dead air. Leah, girl, has been our lead singer, is changing out. She's playing bass.
Oh, she's going to play bass now.
Yeah, and I think Mitch is going to take the lead vocals.
Yep.
All right. They're ready to rock.
And the next song is, Mitch?
It's a Detroit classic, Search and Destroy by Iggy and the Stooges.
Yeah, all right. We want to get that in there.
And so you can catch them live at the Epic Bar Tavern and Grill on Grand River in Novi. Or
Friday night. You're going to be opening for the adult band from the school in Farmington?
In Rochester.
Oh, there's the Rochester school.
That's right. And you're going on at 6 o'clock Friday night.
Yes.
Now, at the Farmer's Market in White Lake, what time are you playing there?
10.
All right. You got to go. Okay.
We got.
Yep.
We're all set to go?
Ready to go.
Okay, Mitch, take it away.
Hey! Hey!
All right. In fact, I got a couple of questions. In fact, Paige, what is it like having one of the hardest rockers in Detroit as an instructor?
Laura's really fun. She's taught me a lot about stage presence. I've gone to see her a couple of times, and I know why she's so good at it.
In fact...
Oh, yeah, twice I played with her, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
In fact, anybody else? Mitch, I know you're still going. In fact, what's it like having Laura Mendoza as your instructor?
Fun.
All right. Well, Laura's
a man of few words.
Yes.
They're switching around some headphones and equipment in there right now. We've got one more song on your schedule to get in. We got about 5 minutes. So I want to remind people you're listening to the Farmington School of Rock, and that is we have a lineup here. Does somebody want to do the names?
Yeah, it is. Leah on vocals, Alex on drums and vocals, Mitch on bass, and Bella on bass, Paige on guitar, Mike on keyboard and drums, and they're almost ready to go here.
And
in fact,
when will you know that you've graduated from the school? Is this something that is an ongoing project? You said there was an adult program at the other school, so there's something you could move up to, or are you going to step out on your own?
The Farmington School of Rock doesn't have an adult program, but you can stay as long as you want until you're an adult.
Well, in fact, before we go...
Oh, we do have an adult program. We just don't have an adult band.
Okay. In fact, I got one question for Laura Mendoza. If you could step to the mic, please.
Well, yes.
In fact, Laura, what's it like going from rock star to school to a school teacher?
Well, I mean, there isn't really much of a difference, to tell you the truth. reason being, really, because, like, I mean, I take everything that, you know, I do with the band, and I teach them, you know. I tell them how to do a radio interview. I teach them how to do, you know, how to promote themselves. Everything that entails being in White Shag, I pass on to them, because, you know, that's what the School of Rock is all about, you know. They're learning to rock, so I can't lie about it. I mean, I tell them everything, you know. It's what you got to do. You're a mentor, and, you know, you're leading them into this, you know, wild and crazy pit of disgust and hate and rock and roll debauchery. So they have to be prepared, you know. And I tell them, you know, you're going to deal with this, you're going to deal with that, you know, everything that it entails.
Well,
so.
In fact, we're ready to finish up today. We got about 3 minutes left.
And they have a good one for you this
time.
Yeah,
I see it on the
What
list.
Are you going to finish up with today, guys and girls?
Kick Out the Jams by the MC5.
Brothers and sisters.
Kick out the jams, brothers and sisters! Let me kick out the jam.
We've been listening to the School of Rock right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Next week, we're going to have Mr. Champion and Miss Morgan of the school on the Motor Live Drive right now. Stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in